This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial are here to help. And give us a call now. We'll get you on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also call toll-free at 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, the website klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Joined in studio this morning by CJ Klaus and Andy Yadro. I almost mixed your name up a different way, but good to see both of you guys. Welcome to the program, Andy.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing fantastic. Looks like it's going to be another perfect day out there. And spring, just so much excitement. And we've got a great conversation, of course, this time of year. A lot of people thinking taxes. But it's also a good time to talk about IRA contributions. And we'll be talking a little bit about IRA contributions a little bit later on. And actually, in just a moment, as a matter of fact, on the program. But before we get to this week's topic and conversation, let's talk Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. A fantastic opportunity again this week to win a great prize, a $25 gift card for Panera. Don't forget, as always, just listen closely to the program. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the show. Before we start talking IRA, let's look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and not only get the question, but the answer as well.
Yes, thank you to everyone for listening to the show and having fun with us as it relates to these Klaus Quiz Questions of the Week. We introduced them, I don't know, maybe a couple of years ago now. And it's been fun to see, you know, the rush of calls that come into our office thereafter and to see the winners. So again, thank you to everyone for listening and participating. And congratulations to our winner last week. Occasionally the winners allow us to use their name on the air. Occasionally they do not, and this one did not. So the question last week was, according to Social Security, once I have reached my full retirement age, how much am I able to earn without reducing my benefit? And the answer is there are no income limits on earnings for workers who are full retirement age or older for the entire year. In other words, you can have unlimited earnings after you reach your full retirement age without reducing your benefits. Now, I will say it may impact your taxes if you are drawing Social Security and still working, but it does not have an offset.
Talking with CJ Klaus and Andy Yadro this morning from Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. And as we talked about the Klaus Quiz Question Week, again, we'll be doing one a little bit later on in the program. And of course, to win that, you got to call the Klaus Financial office. Their telephone number, 442-5637. So we're all, of course, kind of in that tax mode, whether we've just recently completed or we're getting things together to get that taken care of. Of course, we're all kind of thinking about that and getting that taken care of. Another thing this time of year that we should be thinking about is IRA contributions, of course, for last year's taxes. And of course, what about changes for this year? What do people need to know?
Absolutely. So this is a great time of year to make sure that whether or not you're contributing to your retirement accounts, you kind of take a step back, take stock, and revisit a few things. So number one, are you actually saving money towards retirement? If you are you putting away enough money for retirement? And number three, if you are saving, you are putting away enough, are you actually putting it into the right types of accounts? It's important to understand that there are different types of retirement accounts available, so we like to return to the basics from time to time on this show. So let's start with number one, what is an IRA? Simply put, an IRA is an individual retirement account that allows you to put away funds designated for your future retirement. Now, some people may ask, how do I get one? Where can I get one? It's actually fairly straightforward. If you're comfortable doing it on your own, there are a lot of great places that you can go and actually just set it up online. If you'd prefer to have somebody help walk you through it, feel free to visit with any licensed individual at your local bank, brokerage firm, obviously your financial advisor. Any one of those individuals would be more than happy to help you get started. So from there, what does an actual retirement account do for you? Well, the main thing is tax deferral. When you're talking about an IRA, Roth IRA, any retirement account, the big benefit is the tax deferral. What that does is it allows your dollars to compound and work harder for you over time. So that's going to be a benefit versus using an after-tax or a taxable account where a little bit is going towards taxes each year. In an IRA, that stays in the account and allows it to compound at a faster rate. So people may have heard that, yes, there are some restrictions with retirement accounts, mainly involving income limitations, how much you can actually contribute on an annual basis, and then when you're actually able to withdraw that money. It may sound scary. Trust me, it's not. So please do not let any one of those restrictions deter you from using some of these fantastic accounts and the benefits that come along with them. Another question we get from time to time, should I put an IRA into an annuity? As always, it depends, but I can tell you that generally we're not a big fan of that particular strategy. Reason being is that it does add an additional layer of complexity to your plan, generally comes with some higher fees, and in reality, in a lot of cases, we just don't see investors actually benefiting from that complexity and the additional fees over the long run. So moving on to the contribution limits, that's important. They do change from year to year, so we're going to focus on that. For the tax year 2018, the annual contribution limits into an IRA is $5,500. Let me repeat that. For tax year 2018, the annual contribution limits into an IRA is $5,500. Now, if you're over 50, you can add an additional $1,000 on top of that as a catch-up contribution. It's also important to remember that in 2018, your IRA contributions can still be made up to April 15th of 2019. So if you have yet to file your taxes and you have yet to contribute to an IRA, you still have some time. So if you do, again, contribute to a traditional IRA, you're going to reduce your taxable income. If put into a Roth IRA, your contribution will require you to pay taxes today. Now, for the new tax year in 2019, so this will be next year when you file in 2020, the contribution limits have actually increased to $6,000 per person, with the catch-up limits remaining at $1,000 if you're over age 50. So I just wanted to pause there and remember that anybody who is currently set up with automatic contributions, so if you're contributing on a monthly basis into your accounts, that's going to be something that you're going to want to revisit with your advisor, or if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you know, something to check into, because although the limitations have increased automatically, that doesn't automatically mean that your individual contributions will increase. So another thing to remember is that the contribution limit is per person, not per account. So you can have more than one IRA, and we see this all the time. People perhaps have a traditional IRA and a Roth IRA, but your total contributions for 2018 or 2019 cannot exceed the limits.
Very, very good stuff. Talking with Andy Yadro.
We'll get it here.
Yes, we will get it. Yeah, we got a few more segments, so we'll definitely. Andy Yadro and, of course, CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Of course, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. And, of course, if you have questions, you can give us a call. I'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking about IRAs, and of course, one of the things that I think people may want to know about is the different types of IRAs available, and of course, how long can you be funding those?
Yes, so there are different types of IRAs. Andy was already talking about this, Roth IRA, traditional IRA, and one of the things that comes up, common misconceptions, is I can contribute at any time. That's what people think, at least. And unfortunately, that's not necessarily true. You must have earned income for the year to be able to add money into an IRA. And also remember spousal IRA contributions for non-working spouses. So if you're working but your spouse is not, you may be able to contribute on their behalf up to those limits Andy was talking about. The amount of your combined contributions, again, cannot be more than the taxable compensation reported on your joint income. So, you know, have people say, hey, I'm retired, maybe I'm even drawing Social Security, I'm 67 years old, and I did a part-time job and made $10,000 last year, can I do a retirement contribution? In that case, the answer would be yes. However, that same question comes from many of our clients where they say, hey, I didn't quote-unquote work, but I do have taxable pension income and taxable Social Security income. Is that earned income? So the answer is no. earned income, according to the IRS, is generally obtained by participating in a business or trade. And earned income typically includes salaries, bonuses, wages, commissions, and tips. So if it doesn't kind of fit within that umbrella, then it's generally not deemed as earned income. And remember, you cannot contribute to a traditional IRA, which is that pre-tax contribution, after the age of 70 and a half. But you can contribute to a Roth IRA with no age restrictions. And finally, you can also contribute to your 401k after the age of 70 and a half, even on the pre-tax side, if you're still employed with the firm and not a 5% or more owner.
Fantastic information as always. CJ Kloss and Andy Yadro, they are joining us this morning from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter up at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. We'll talk about the differences between those traditional IRAs and Roth IRAs. What is the difference? Is there a real difference? We'll find out from Andy and CJ next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined this morning by our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Andy Yadro. They, of course, come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have questions for CJ and Andy, they are here to help. You can give us a call now. We'll get you on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking about IRAs, and one of the big questions I think a lot of people often have is traditional versus Roth. Kind of what's the real difference there? What do we need to know with those?
Yes, so we're going to talk about the difference between the two and what you may want to consider doing. Before we do, though, I just want to say there's kind of just this reality that I want to put out there for everyone, which is typically while you are working at an employer, you're actually not contributing to IRAs most of the time. Sometimes you are, but typically not. You're contributing to a 401k, 457, 403b, simple IRA, SEP IRA, any of the like. These are all employer-linked retirement plans. A traditional IRA and Roth IRA are not typically employer-linked plans. They're just if you don't have an employer that offers a plan and you have earned income, then you can put it in on your own. So what we typically see is that while people are working, they're contributing to their company's plan. And even if you're self-employed, you're still setting up some sort of a company plan for your self-employed business, a SEP IRA, simple IRA, or solo 401k plan. And then what they're doing is when they're retiring from those jobs or leaving those jobs, they're rolling them over to IRAs. So just to be clear, occasionally people get lost in this because they're like, I just don't engage with this very often. And that's somewhat normal. But if you don't have an employer plan, or if you just have some part-time working income or a part-time job, this is where this really comes up. But a common question as it relates to the difference between traditional and Roth IRA is, which one gives me better returns? This is the most common question, as a matter of fact. Some people say anything. They might come in and say, hey, I want to know which type of account will give me the greatest amount of return, whether it's simple or SEP or solo 401k. And we go, well, no, you're misunderstanding. A Roth versus a traditional is all about taxes. You can put the same investments inside of either one of them, even to the extent of you can buy a CD Roth IRA, a money market Roth IRA, a bond Roth IRA, a stock IRA. You get the point. You can put anything inside of the bucket. The question is, what is the tax benefit of the bucket? And that remember that you never paid taxes on the money you have to put into the traditional IRA. Traditional is pre-tax. Therefore, when you get into retirement and pull money out of that traditional IRA, it will be income taxable at that time. And furthermore, if you don't pull out money and you reach age 70 and a half from that traditional pre-tax IRA, you will then have what are known as minimum required distributions, MRDs or RMDs. And then on the Roth IRA side, it's the opposite. When you make contributions, there's no upfront deduction, so you don't get any benefit today, but then the growth is tax-free. So that growth then, when you get to 70.5, a natural question would be, hey, on that Roth IRA, do I have a minimum required distribution? And the answer is typically no, because there's no benefit to the IRS in forcing you to take money out of the Roth IRA because they get no tax revenue off of it. So very commonly, we will see that people will leave that Roth IRA money as an inheritance to the next generation. And then finally, you just need to be aware of income limits. If you are eligible for an employer-sponsored plan or your spouse's, there can be income limits on the deductibility to a traditional IRA. If you want to make a Roth IRA contribution, there's also income limits to that. I'm not going to go through the specific numbers. We've done it on the show before. Go ahead and Google it if you want to. But you just need to know, if I want to make a contribution to a traditional IRA or Roth IRA, there could be income limits associated.
321-1310. If you've got questions for Andy or CJ, they are here to help. They are retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, online klossfinancial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. And Kurt joins us. Kurt, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Andy Yadro and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning. Good morning. I've got a question regarding record keeping. When withdrawing from a 401k, must I keep all my records for the last 40 years to figure out my capital gains tax, or is this just taxed at ordinary income limits?
Ah, great question, Kurt. I hope everyone is listening to Kurt's question. And Kurt, I'm going to actually re-ask your question so that everybody on the air can understand. So Kurt is asking, do I need to keep track of my historical records of contributions into my 401k plan for purposes of taxes when I go to pull the money out? Well, actually, Kurt, the answer to your question is fairly simple, because remember, as we've been talking about on the show this morning, contributions to a 401k are typically one of two types of money, either pre-tax contributions, which is known as traditional, which is by far the most common way people put money into a 401k, so you've never paid taxes on the money, or Roth, which is post-tax contributions with tax-free growth. Either way, those are two types of money, and the plan is required to keep track of that, because the plan has to file what is called a 5500, which then gets sent to the IRS, which keeps track of these contribution amounts. So to answer your question, no, you don't. The plan has to keep track of it. And then when you go to pull money out, you're either pulling money out of the Roth bucket, which is tax-free, which is pretty simple, or it's out of the pre-tax bucket, which is taxable as ordinary income. So you don't usually have to keep track of that basis, so to speak, because the plan is required to do so.
So even though the plan is keeping track of those records, it doesn't really matter because the income will be taxed, or the withdrawal will be taxed at ordinary income levels. Is that correct?
You got it. If you don't have Roth money inside of your 401k plan, which some people do, Kurt, some people don't, but if yours is just pre-tax money, then the money you put in wasn't taxed, meaning it's pre-tax. And the growth wasn't taxed, right? So you're exactly right. If all you have inside of your 401k plan is your contributions plus your employer's and it's all pre-tax, there's really nothing to track. When the money comes out, it's income taxable. That's it.
Good. That saves quite the headache.
Good. All right, thanks, Kurt.
Kurt, thanks for the call. Love hearing that. You've got, when we do this show, some of the greatest questions ever come out from our callers. Kurt had another brilliant one, that is for sure.
But everybody on the air, hear that. We love these questions because it's real life. It's what matters to you. So call in when you have the question.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Andy Yadro. We are talking this morning about IRAs. We'll talk a little bit about the history. We'll talk about who all has one, who should have one. And we'll also talk a little bit about some other options out there. We'll find out from CJ and Andy and, of course, do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We will do that next here as Money in Motion continues on 1310 WIBA.
Natural, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with CJ Kloss and Andy Yadro. They are from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Also going to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in just a couple minutes, we'll do the Kloss Quiz Question Week. Your chance to win a $25 gift card for Panera. Real quick, guys, we're kind of wrapping things up here. Let's talk a little bit about IRAs. How long have they been around? And I know, CJ, you had alluded earlier that maybe not everybody has one of these. A lot of people get kind of confused. What's kind of that history there, guys?
Yeah, so our sincere hope is that everybody's got some kind of retirement savings account, whether that's a workplace retirement plan, 401k, 403b, a pension, an IRA. And kind of going back towards some of the things we talked about at the beginning, if you do not, they are accessible. So please contact us, contact your advisor. You can get one of those set up pretty easily. Interesting fact, though, is that only about 33% of Americans do have an IRA, according to TIAA. So that is a survey from January of 2017. And when you think about it, it's really not all that surprising because IRAs have actually only been around for a little bit more than four decades. So they were first introduced back in 1974. And at that time, the annual contribution limit was just $1,500 per person. And currently, again, as a reminder, for 2019, those limitations are up to $6,000 and then $7,000 if you are over age 50. And again, those are the 2019 contribution limits.
Fantastic information there. Real quick, just a couple of other options out there. Of course, traditional Roth, there's other IRAs out there, aren't there?
There are. So I hinted at this before, but just as a quick reminder to everybody listening, most commonly we see people contributing to employer-sponsored retirement plans while they're working age. So again, this could be the 401k, 403b. And one other quick reminder here. When we say pre-tax contribution or Roth contribution or traditional or Roth, some people go, well, that I have a 401k. I don't have that. Well, remember, inside of the umbrella of your 401k, you can most of the time make a pre-tax contribution or a Roth contribution. That doesn't mean you have a Roth IRA. It means you have a Roth 401k. And then similarly, in the world of the IRAs, you can have a Roth IRA or traditional IRA. The only difference there is they are separate accounts. So remember, in the 401k world, they're not separate accounts. It's under one umbrella with just different tax treatment. In the IRA world, they're actually separate accounts. So it's a common confusing thing we run into.
Fantastic information. Great guidance there. CJ Kloss and Andy Yadro, they come to us from Kloss Financial. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's show to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Panera. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. For tax year 2018, what is the maximum contribution to an IRA that someone under 50 can make? Is it $5,000, $5,500, or $7,000? First caller to Kloss Financial's office here in Madison at 442-5637 will win that $25 gift card to Panera. Again, don't forget that telephone number, 442-5637. That is Kloss Financial's office. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, the number, 442-5637. And, of course, online, klossfinancial.com. That's KLAAS financial.com. Andy, CJ, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. News is next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.